The Hocking Hills region is Ohio's premier outdoor adventure destination. How did that all begin? Well, more than 330 million years ago, the area was relatively level and covered by the waters of the Atlantic Ocean. For millions of years, the ocean's currents deposited immense amounts of sand and gravel. And millions of years later, the ocean receded and the sandy layers bonded with silica to form the Black Hand sandstone that underlines the area. Now, today, the area is known as Hocking Hills State Park, which consists of six separate areas encompassing 2,000 acres. Old Man's Cave, Cedar Falls, Ash Cave, Conkle's Hollow, a state nature preserve, Rock House, and Cantwell Cliffs are each unique in their own way. And to talk about it all is Karen Raymore. She's the executive director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. She joins us on the map. Karen, always a pleasure to speak to you. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. Nice to speak with you again, too.
Absolutely. You know, there is so much to explore in Hocking Hills. You are, what, about 45 minutes to an hour outside of Columbus?
Yes. It's just shy of an hour from Columbus, southeast, and a very easy drive. It's all interstate and four-lane highway.
Very, very cool.
It makes it a really easy drive from Chicago.
It is. That's not bad. I used to do business out there. That is a very short drive. You know, travelers give this region five-star reviews for spectacular scenery marked by the deep gorges, the lush forests, the soaring rock faces, unique rock formations, stunning waterfalls. It's a very special place in the Midwest, which a lot of people think are flat. And I don't want to use the word underrated, but this is a beautiful place to visit all year round, right?
It really is. Although we are starting into probably one of our most beautiful seasons, and that would be spring because of the waterfalls.
Now,
so this time of year, this particular winter, we had a lot of precipitation. So that means our spring waterfall activity will be very high.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the predictions for spring? I heard down here in the Midwest in Chicago, we were supposed to get above average rain. I'm assuming you'll get the same, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. And certainly that's what we're hoping for. But we had a lot of snow during the winter, which is not as common down there as it is in Illinois, or northern Illinois, I should say. and that helps a lot with getting those waterfalls active. We've got seven major waterfalls, and then there's dozens of smaller ones. And in the spring, the smaller ones are active as well. So, of course, we're in an area where waterfalls are seasonal. So when you get into late summer, it's going to be less likely. But boy, April and May, March too, are just beautiful times of year there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why spring is so unique and special there. And I was going to say, you know, for families still trying to figure out what they want to do to get away for spring break, I mean, if you want to just take a nice short drive, now is the time of the year to do that, right?
It is. And, you know, for a family, you could really, there's a lot of reasons to come. For one thing, it's affordable. The Hocking Hills State Park, as all Ohio state parks are completely free. It's an easy drive from Chicago, but maybe most importantly, it'll give your family a chance to take a break from screen time.
Right.
Whether it's the phone or the tablet or the TV, but just get away from the screen and immerse yourself in nature. You could also pick somewhere really fun and whimsical to stay. We're very well known for all the cabins and lodges, and we've got some real unique places like Hobbit-inspired adobe cabins that are set into the hillside, a 1950s railroad caboose. You could even go glamping in a teepee or a Conestoga wagon, or go for the full luxury treatment with a private lodge that comes complete with game room and pool table and arcades games and an indoor pool. So you have your own resort all to yourself.
I was going to say, you have a new lodge that just opened up there too, right?
We do. The newest of the Ohio State Park lodges opened. It's almost 2 years ago, and that's located right within the heart of the park. And it is spectacular. Absolutely beautiful. It's the Hocking Hills State Park Lodge and Conference Center.
Very, very cool. We're talking about spring break for families, you know, obviously, you know, with your significant other, a great time too. But solo travel, and we talked about this last time, is very popular. And you consider Hocking Hills a good place for solo travelers as well, right?
Yes, it really is. It's very safe. And I think for a solo traveler, depending on your level of comfort, certainly when you are hiking, you're not alone. So there are people around you. On the weekdays, of course, it's much less crowded. Also, this time of year, it's much less crowded than in the summertime. But that makes it a nice place so that you do have folks around. And if you really are going for that solo experience to get away from everything, you rent a cabin in the woods and you don't have to see anybody if you don't want to. You can really seclude yourself if you like. If you are more comfortable with more people around you in your lodging, we have a boutique hotel in downtown, which is great for solo travelers. So, yeah, I think it's a really great destination when you like to travel alone.
Love hearing that. Well, we have a chance for a lucky listener and a guest to win a 3-night getaway to Hocking Hills. The prize includes a 3-night stay at Hocking Hills State Park Lodge and Conference Center, dinner for two, a 2-hour pontoon boat rental at Lake Logan Marina, and a welcome basket, too. And listeners can enter by visiting the contest page at WGNRadio.com. And we're going to explore some more of Hocking Hills with Karen Raymore, Executive Director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we're exploring the Hocking Hills area with Karen Raymore, Executive Director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. And as we mentioned, if you want to enter into a contest to get to Hocking Hills, you can do that on our page at our contest page at WGNRadio.com. So one of the trails, Karen, in Hocking Hills was recently voted like the number one trail in the United States.
That would be Whispering Cave Trail, which is a fairly new trail in the Hocking Hills. It was, I think they opened that about 5 years ago. So it is fairly new. It does take you past waterfalls, over a swinging bridge, and Whispering Cave itself is a 300-foot wide recessed cave with a 105-foot seasonal waterfall. And the natural acoustics in the cave is what gives it its name, because even a whisper is audible throughout the cave. So it's another one of the beautiful areas of the Hocking Hills.
I know, amazing. It just opened 5 or 6 years ago, and now it's the number one trail ranked in America.
We were just shocked when we were given that honor. I should say we, the Pike State Park, was given that honor. And well-deserved, because it's pretty remarkable.
Very cool. Well, let's talk about some of the beautiful things to see here. Let's start with Ash Cave.
Well, Ash Cave is wonderful because it's accessible to everyone. Whether you're a family and you've got a little one in a stroller, or you might be in a wheelchair yourself,
amazing.
You can get all the way back into that cave. It's a nice, short, paved trail. I generally don't call it a hike. It's more of a stroll. But I love the fact that it's accessible to everybody. And it is a really beautiful, natural recess cave. It's the largest one in Ohio.
Yeah, so that's the big one that is accessible to everybody. But Catmull Cliffs is located in one of the most remote areas of Hocking Hills, right?
It is. And if you're a hiker, Catmull Cliffs is one you definitely want to do. It's a challenging hike. You'll definitely know you went for a hike. And it's unfortunately not accessible to everyone, but the rewards are incredible because the scenery, all of the foliage, it's just a beautiful hike. And like you said, it's a less visited, and so it's never crowded.
Yeah, but as you said, like, you know, the reward here is that, yeah, it's a tough trail to get through, but your reward is these striking views.
Exactly. And it is, like you say, kind of in a more remote area, so it doesn't get the crowds that, for example, Old Man Cave gets. Old Man's Cave gets just crazy busy in the summer on the weekends. So we do like to tell people about places that are a little more quiet, if that's the experience you're looking for.
Well, Old Man's Cave, too, you know, that contains five different areas. There's Upper Falls, Upper Gorge, Middle Falls, Lower Gorge. So obviously a lot of waterfalls here, but talk a little bit about Old Man's Cave.
Well, that's the most famous of the parks within the park, and probably because it's kind of in the heart. Everything else, for the most part, is around Old Man's Cave. It's also the location of the visitor center that they opened. They built a brand new visitor center and opened it in 2019, and it really is a wonderful interactive visitor center. So it's a great place to start your hike, whether you're doing Old Man's Cave or going the distance and going from Old Man's Cave to Cedar Falls to Ash Cave on the Grandma Gatewood Trail. But it's a great place to start. And as I said, it's definitely the most popular of the parks for good reason, because of all those waterfalls.
There was a bar here in Chicago in the 70s called the Devil's Bathtub. This is not it here, but it's one of the coolest falls in Ohio. I mean, it can be accessed by hiking the Buckeye Trail for a mile. Then you go to the Old Man's Cave Visitor Center. So it's accessible in different ways.
It is. And Devil, the what you just talked about, I'm sorry, it just flew out of my head. Devil's Bathtub,
yeah.
It is so photographed because it really is an interesting natural phenomena in the park. And I believe people have tried, you know, putting coins down there to see if they hear them hit. And as far as I know, nobody hears anything. But all right. It is a natural phenomenon. It's certainly something not to be missed.
And the only true cave in the park, like true cave in the park, is Rock House, right?
Yeah, that's the one that is somewhat cavernous. None of them are the kind of caves that you think of when you think of, like, Mammoth Cave, where you're underground. These are all sandstone caves. But Rock House is pretty cavernous, and depending on the time of day you're there, the light plays off of the walls. It just makes it a photographer's dream.
Now, when in Hocking Hills, besides all that nature, there are also some very unique spa experiences, too, that you can enjoy.
There are. I think one of the ones I think is the coolest is the sauna pods. They're located out in the woods, these individual pods, and you can sit in the whole wall is a window. So you can sit and have a sauna and you know, be immersed in nature at the same time. Then there's also a Serenity Salt Cave, and then all your traditional spa experiences, massage. In fact, we have massage therapists that will come to your cabin and do couples massages right there.
Now, I know there's plenty of events, too. You know, there's the Spring Wildfire Walks. There's the Logan Washboard Arts Music Festival. There's also the Tuborama happening in the Hocking River. Give me one of the highlights that's coming up.
Well, certainly the Washboard Arts and Music Festival, June 5th through the 7th, is a long-running local festival. It's really a celebration of the local community and the fact that the last remaining washboard company is located in Logan, which is the county seat for Hocking County. And that's a great one. Another one, my personal favorite, is Lily Fest, July 11th through 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a celebration of art and nature and flowers. And it's just, we jokingly call it the non-festival. You won't smell anything deep fried. There's not, you know, no corn dogs, sorry. It's just beautiful music and beautiful art in an absolutely bucolic setting. It's just a very lovely festival.
I love that. We talked a little bit about the accommodations in the beginning, but there's also plenty of dining options when you're visiting, some wineries and live music, too.
There are. Most of the wineries and the breweries have live music on the weekends, and more are opening, so we're up to quite a few wineries and a couple of breweries. We have a moonshine distillery and also some new restaurants that have opened. And we've got a new Italian restaurant called Spaghetti Western that's scheduled to open this spring. So there is more and more to do. A lot of people that come to the hills and they go out to the park, and many don't make it into the city of Logan. And we recommend so much that people check out Logan, particularly downtown. It's kind of a nice slice of Americana. And there's eateries and gift shops, and it's easy to walk around and just kind of a nice place. There's also a children's museum downtown, so that comes in real handy on a rainy day if you've got little
ones. Sure does. ExploreHockingHills.com is where you must go to explore this beautiful area. Karen, thank you so much once again for chatting and sharing such a beautiful place with us on the map.
Thank you.